Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishdaburi Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishdabura, Simon Shinyud Ches, still dealing with various laws of Bishul. Now, we had begun yesterday Sif Tezvav, and we'll pick up on the very bottom line of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, which we read yesterday, but it's important for us to remind ourselves of what this din was. We'll begin with V'yesh Makilin Lomar. There is the more lenient opinion that the Ramah brings down, arguing with the Mechaber, who holds, the Chol She'ein Nosno, the Ramah says, anything that hasn't been put Agabe Eish, Agabe Akira, Mamash, Rach Somachlo, Afilu Nitzdanin Mutter. As long as you're not putting it directly on the fire, Afilu Nitzdanin Mutter, even if it's cold, it is permissible. However, V'noagu L'chokel B'zeh Im Lo Nitzdanin L'gamrei. And the Ramah concludes and says, the meaning is to paskin like this lenient opinion, as long as it's not totally cold. Nitzdanin L'gamrei. We'll talk about that momentarily. What's the difference between cold and Nitzdanin L'gamrei, totally cold? U'kamosh K'tzavti Le'el Simen Reish Nun Gimel, as we've already discussed. Now, we had begun this discussion yesterday. Let's review it again by reading the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Zayin. V'yesh Mekilin, this lenient opinion of the Ramah is as follows. Poliga Mechaber, this argues with the stricter opinion of the Mechaber, who holds, the Mechaber holds, the Svirle, the Davka Keshu Yovesh. We're talking here about something that is dry. There's no Bishul Achar Bishul, but something that's dry. Avo Bedover Lach, but by a moist item, there is moisture on it, gravy on it, soup on it, Shinitstanin, that has cooled off. The Mechaber does hold Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. That's the strict opinion of the Mechaber. But the Ramah brings down over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'dei azu svirulo, de'ein bishul achabishul b'chol gavne, afilu nitztanin legamrei. This opinion holds over here, this lenient opinion of the Ramah, that even by a liquid, even if it's cooled off totally, one is allowed to go and reheat it. There isn't bishul achar bishul. The Ramah himself said, "V'nagul ha'kel, unless it's nitztanin legamre." So we'll see that in Sivkot and Sadi Ches. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Dimnosein al gabo mamish." If you actually put it on the fire itself, even this lenient opinion says that's not allowed. Avshein ba'isa deraisa l'itu. Even though it still holds, it's not an isa deraisa because ain bishul achabishul. Period. Akoponim osu midrabanon. This is osu midrabanon. Midnei shenirik mivasha. Looks like somebody watching this will say he's cooking. Gam da'osi l'chatos b'gecholim. And likewise, you may come to adjust the coals over here, and therefore it's not allowed midrabanon to put it directly on the fire. Mishnah Berurah of Kotin Sadi Tes. How do we pass in this lamaisa? We make a differentiation according to this lenient opinion of the Ramah, if it's totally cooled off versus if it's still a little bit warm, albeit it's well below yatsu lettuce bow. So he says, after l'das ha-mechaber, even though according to the opinion of the mechaber, kivon shenitztani ma'at nechamimuso, ben hayatsu lettuce bow, shuv yesh bo mishum bishul, even though the mechaber holds that once it's gone below yatsu lettuce bow, even though it's still hot a little bit, it can be, quote, re-cooked again, k'moshe k'stav n'leal b'siv dalet, Haminug l'hokel b'zeh. That's the Mechaber's more machmer opinion. The Ramah says we are lenient. The somchim b'zeh yesh makilin. We can rely upon this yesh makilin over here. Kos machilu nitztanin legamrei. As long as it's not totally cooled off. The issue footnote 105 brings down. We learned previously in Siman Reish Nun Gimel in the name of Magen Avraham. Shetov linog shelo la'aros mikli rishon lekara sheyesh bo maruk shelo nitztanin legamrei. You still shouldn't pour from a kli rishon directly onto this. El alasos ken ayidei matzekas. You should use a ladle to put something hot onto it and not directly pour iri kli rishon, which can cook kidei klipa. Now we go to the very important Dear Show footnote 106. One should really ideally read the entire footnote inside. We won't have the time. We'll just read parts of it. So number one, he starts off, the Dover Lach should stand in Legamri. If it's totally cooled off, then the Mogen Avraham wrote in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Sha'isu Lechammo, even according to the Ramah, is an Issa Daraisa. And the Prima Gadlam explains, this is Nira Hadover Kitzas Ketikun. It looks like over here that you're fixing it. The Chazonish disagrees, however, and he says, according to the Ramah, Iker Din is Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, even Kishunit Stanin Legamri. There is no Issa Daraisa over here, even by a Dover Lach, even if it's nitztanin legamrei. And he says, Misvar inira shekol she'eino cham b'shir she'yad so lettuce bow, harihu nechshav kitzonin. He says, what difference does it make? If you're below yad so lettuce bow, then by definition, you're tzonin. So what difference does it make if you're at 90 degrees or 85 degrees? That's not called hot. That is called tzonin. O'ma shehichmi haramah And this idea, however, the Rama did seem to differentiate. He says, he says this is like a gzeira, so to say. If we let it be heated up, even if it's totally cooled off, people may think that you're allowed to heat up something that wasn't mevushel. So therefore, he says, as long as it's a little bit hot, people won't make that mistake. And this is likewise found in the Igros Moshe, of Moshe's Feinstein's that Sal brings down. He holds exactly like the Chazon Ish said, that there is no Isser according to Ramah at all Midah Raisa. The Chen Kosav Agon, Rishlom Zalman, same idea. How do you determine whether it's totally cooled off versus something that is only partially cooled off, albeit both the below Yatzu lettuce bow? So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Egg Leital, Shu Kol Shiroi Hatav Shulios Nechal Batoras Maechul Cham. It's still cold, you're eating it while it's hot. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the Shvisa Shabbos. And this is based, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, upon what most people would think. No temperature specifically is given over here. The Chazon Ish adds, and he says, as long as it's recognizable that it's still warm, that's considered not totally cooled off. Skipping ahead a couple of paragraphs, he brings down, what about sticking a ladle? For example, you just dished out soup, and you poured it into a kli sheni, and now you want to stick the ladle back inside. And the ladle has drops still in it. Lahachnis matzekes letzir morok ba'oda lacha mitipos morok shitstandu. So it still has the drops on it. They've already cooled off. And now you want to stick this ladle with the little drops of soup back on it into the kli rishon. So cause of the Shisha Sabbath, he writes the mutter. This is permissible. Because we can rely upon this Ramah over here, even if it's totally cooled off. And he says, and he says, certainly you can rely upon it when you only have a couple of little drops over here on the ladle. He says, you should do this. However, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, that's how it brings down, it would be preferable, you should try to shake off the drops. You don't have to dry it off. You have to shake off the drops that are there, so there's almost essentially nothing practically there. What about if the item was totally cooled off, and then it became somewhat hot again before Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva Eger in this situation brings down, you can't go and put it over here, even though it is not totally cold now, but since it did totally cool off, even though you heated it up a little bit before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it by Yatzo lettuce bow area. Says this heter of the Ramah that says if it hasn't totally cooled off, it means it hasn't totally cooled off from its first heating up. If you reheated it, that's not called this din over here of the Ramah. And he brings down many other achronim that hold like this as well. He likewise brings down from the Chazon Ish that if you had water that was totally cooled off and then somehow on Shabbos it got heated up a little bit till it's like lukewarm, you still can't go and put that on the fire. L'chamim ashe hetiayatsu lettuce bam. You can't take advantage of this Ramah in that situation as well because they were actually cold on Shabbos and therefore the minhag is to be machmir in this situation. We have to go weiter, but one should really read this entire footnote for many other interesting details. Now we go to Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mutter litain in panda. One can take this in panda, kenegedo eish b'mokum shayatzo lettuce, and put it next to the fire in a place where it will reach yatzo lettuce bow. The afa pi shashuman shabosh shenikrash chozer v'nimoch. And even though the schmaltz, the shuman that was in it, which has been frozen previously, has been solid previously, will now return and become melted. Now, we have to understand, of course, what this impanda is. So we see in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuf. This impanda, he says, is hu pashtida. This is some sort of like a meat pie. Haniskar b'kama makomos. It's mentioned in many places. Vuhu pas kfula. This is a piece of bread that's folded over, so to say. So it's like a dough that has filling inside of it. Hamamula b'chaticho shuman. It has schmaltz inside it, pieces of schmaltz. And you wish to place this now next to the fire in order to heat this up. The reason the Mishmur says that this is permissible. What about the schmaltz melting over here? The kiven shu yavish, since it is dry, even though afshin it's tanin, even though it's cooled off, so to say, lo shayach be bishul o. There is no bishul acha bishul over here. This is considered a dover yavish. As we just learned a moment ago, even though it's become liquid again, it is considered solid over here. When you're putting it here to heat it up, it hasn't melted yet. This is dealing with schmaltz. Tisha foot number 107 says, Legabe rotav korish, you have the gravy over here that's frozen. Histapek a prima godim, imnech shafu kidover yovesh. Here's the question, is the gravy considered like the schmaltz over here, and it's considered a dover yovesh? He says, maybe not. Share eino dome lushuman anech shav kamaychel, it's different than the shuman. And this leads to a very interesting question. How do we view butter? Hachemo krusha, you have frozen butter, solid butter. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is that solid, and the Igros Moshe brings down. It is considered a dover yovish, a dry item. If it was pasteurized milk that made this butter, so then it's considered cooked with the heat of yatzo lettuce bowl. So it's not considered something that's dry that's been previously cooked, and therefore there is no problem of melting it over here. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you should be more machmir on this. He says the butter is not equivalent to the schmaltz over here. Asher tivolis kashos kimitzanin. He says the schmaltz will not naturally get solid when it cools off, and therefore the kach nechshav kedavi yavish. That's why it's called a davi yavish, as opposed to butter. If it's been pasteurized, when it's at room temperature, will eventually return to being a liquid. Vein habishul nikabo, and the cooking that it was done to it, the pasteurization, is not recognizable in it. And he says, "Va'af la'achos shenesechem." Even though it was made into butter, kishem ischamim v'nimoach chozeh hulayos dover lach. So even though it was a solid piece of butter, now it's going to be melted. Ulekach inu nechshav kedover yovesh mevushal. He holds it's not considered a dover mevushal. However, even Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds ochein legabe hanochas chem al dover gush. However, putting butter on something that's solid, let's say you have a piece of corn that was heated up, and now you want to put the butter on it, you are allowed to do so. Kiven shirabim sovrim shadover gush enam avoshul, because there is this opinion that says that a solid object doesn't have a din of bishul on it. The issue footnote number 108 points out why you're allowed to be makel. He says, "Afa pisha osid hulios lach." Even though these schmaltz type things are solid now, they will become liquid. He says, "Right now they're solid, and that's how we view it according to this lenient opinion." Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Aleph, explaining the Mechaber, said you can put it near the fire, kineged ha'esh. Hainu agabe ezu kli amafsik. You can't put it directly on the fire, but you put some sort of a kli in between it and the fire. Dimlokin also, otherwise it would not be allowed, as we've already learned in Simon Reishon Gimel Siv Gimel and in Siv Hay over there. The issue footnote number 109 brings down that previously we said in Reishon Gimel she'osu laniach maichol agabe kedera rikonis. You can't just overturn a utensil and then put your food on it. That would be an issur of chazara. And the Chazon Ish points out, Shekan medubar kishaminiach hasamaychol kinegedu esh v'lo agaba. You're putting it near the fire, but not on top of the fire. That's why it's allowed over here, and we didn't allow it over there. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Beis explains, V'lo domi lirisuk shelegubar. This melting of the schmaltz over here is not comparable to the crushing of snow or hail. Essentially, for us, ice. Which we'll learn about in Simon Shin Chof Siv Tes. The also mitam nolad, you're not allowed to crush those items because of the concern of nolad. You're creating a new thing. Shemolad hamayim, you're creating water from what was previously ice. V'hocho nami hari mitchilo hoyo av v'kofoy. Here, why isn't it the same thing? It's solid and frozen. V'achshav nasa zoch v'tzolad. Now you're turning it into something that's clear liquid. The shiny hocha, the lo avid klumbia daim. The difference is here, you're not crushing it. It's just melting on its own. Elamim meilhu nimcha, as opposed to the ice which you crushed. V'gabi barid nami tanya. And in regards to the ice, it says the same thing as well. The barid is hail, we'll call it ice over here. Avol nosin hu letoch hakosh shel yayin. Letzadano v'enochoshish. You're allowed to put an ice cube. You can put this barid and go and put it into a cup of wine in order to cool it off. And there is no concern over here. V'afa bishinimoch, even though it's going to melt, kiven shum nimeilu, because you're not doing anything as opposed to crushing it, which you're not allowed to do, but just placing it in the water and it will melt on its own. That's allowed. The Rama adds, and he says, V'kol she'kein k'deiro she'esh barotav she'nikrash. And certainly, if you have over here a dish that has inside of it gravy that is congealed, when this thing melts, kishashuma nimoach eino ba'ayin, you won't see it. It will, so to say, sink into the meat. So then, dishari, that would certainly permissibly brings us down the name of the Rebbeinu Yerucha. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Kuf Gimel. The bezek ishu nimoach misari v'shum and marotav einu nikra, because it melts in over here with the fat, and therefore the gravy and the melted fat together are not recognizable as being separate. V'dami mamish lo darminan avonosin l'soch hakos. This is the equivalent, he says over here, of putting the ice cube into the drink, and the ice will melt. That's not a problem. Mishum de einu nikra shimoach habar l'socho, because when it melts in over here into the liquid, you don't recognize that the ice is still there. It melted into it. So too over here, the gravy and the schmaltz over here, they melt into the meat, and it's not recognizable as a separate entity. The shari, this is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Siv katan kuf dalit, haynu rak l'inyan itzonola de lo shayach b'zeh." This is only talking about that it's permissible from a point of view of that you haven't created something over here. Aval l'inyan itzor bishul, however, in regards to any isurim regarding cooking, ha-ha, this is more machmir than before. Doha rotav hu dover lach, because as we've explained, the rotav over here, the gravy, is a liquid. The dover lach shinitztanin shayach babishal. And we have a concern that something that is liquid, there is bishal over here. Kemoshe kvar kosav ha-machaber b'sif tetzvav, as we've already pointed out. It's not so clear. It's machlokas the machaber and the ramah. V'al kein eino mutter hocha rakim yamon hakderi b'mokum shein hayatzu lettuce. Therefore, you shouldn't put this liquid gravy over here into an area where it's yatzu lettuce bo, or could reach yatzu lettuce bo. Now, this was a lenient opinion that the Ramah brought down, and then he brings down the Yesh Machmirim. He brings down from the Ran, there are those that are much stricter. And how do we paskin? The Ramah says, V'nogu l'hachmir. The opinion is to be machmir like this Ran. However, miu, b'mokum tzorech, if it's a pressing need, Yesh lismoch asfora rishona. You can rely upon the more makel opinion of the Rabbeinu Yerucham that's brought down first by the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Hei brings down Sviru Lahu. This machmir opinion of the Ran holds the Gam Bazeh Shayach Isser Nolad, that there is an Isser of Nolad over here. And even in the case where the schmaltz is mixed in with the gravy over here, this machmir opinion says it's not like the ice cube in the water or the wine. There, the water is going to totally mask the fact that there was ice there. The ice that melts looks exactly like the water. But the schmaltz will float above when it's melted. The nikahu, and it's recognizable as a separate entity. And even to put it into the sun, one would not be allowed to do this. According to this machmir opinion, this would only be aser if there was a tremendous amount of schmaltz over here. And when you melt it, it would, so to say, flow outside this pashtida, outside this meat pie. Yeah, min kabit neatzma, we recognize well on its own. Avon ein lo ala peshtida kol kach shuman, if it doesn't have so much schmaltz on it, o shema mido kol kach berichok moko min achom, or if you're distant, far enough away from the fire, shlo yeh ni moach ad shiozov lachutz, it won't melt so much that it actually flows. Elam at mimenu yeh ni moach besoch levad, but a little bit will melt inside of it, it won't really be recognizable. Or alternatively, o im hishlut lachutz ha-shuman sholov, or if you, so to say, discard the schmaltz over here, and there's only a little bit left, obviously, mutul. Then everybody would agree that you can heat up this pashtida. Even though some schmaltz will come out of it. It's only a little bit. Everybody, even the machmir opinion over here of the Ran, would allow this. You likewise can heat up on Shabbos previously cooked meat that is solid, but will obviously expel a little bit of schmaltz and oil from it. Apple pisha mixas of a little bit will flow out of it. Kivan de dover muadhu, and if sure, since this amount is very, very minimal, lo choshev, it's not considered significant, vishari, and it's permissible to do this. Kasu achronim brings down the achronim. Kachel mayim oshar mashkim shenikrash milamala. If you have a container that has, let's say, ice on the top and water or beverage below it. You're allowed to definitely put it in a place where it won't reach the temperature of yatzu lettuce bo. That kerach shiimas, and the ice that melts over here, yemis oriv takeif toch hamashkim, will melt right into the liquid shetachto that's underneath it. Enonikra, that is allowed because it's not recognizable. Siv katan kuvav, the minhag is to be machmir like the Ran. Mikomakum kodem shehusa kataner mutur lahaniach hapashtida. But before you heated up the fire, you would be allowed to go and put this pashtida inside the oven, even the yesh matir and afilu achakach, because there are those that permit it even afterwards. Vein lasos came if ne'am oretz, but you shouldn't do this in front of ne'am oretz because he won't understand the difference brought down by the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. The Dirshu footnotes over here are a little bit mixed up. What's labeled as 111 is 112, and what's 112 is 111. So we'll do what they have labeled as 112, which is 111. He says, Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, explains, Sh'ein holodo asura, that this case over here with the ice, it's not considered a problem. Elo kisha'osa maisa kedei lahola, because you're not doing anything. If you do a maisa, like crushing it, so then it's a problem. But here, in all of these cases, with the schmaltz or with the ice, you're not actually doing any sort of a maisa, and therefore it's allowed. Dishu foot number 110 brings down, therefore the problem of making jello on Shabbos would be as well. If you take the water and you freeze it over here, when you apply it with the jello powder, the Shevet HaLevi says, according to the Machmir opinion, this would be osur.
Finally, Mishabur Sivkarn Kuf Zayin, B'machim Tzorach Yeshlismoch, you can rely upon it, Hain Da'az Afilu L'chachila Mutter. In this situation, even L'chachila can do it, and certainly B'di'evit, Kuchol Gavni, Ein Lesser. And if somebody did it, after the fact, it would not be Osir. That concludes today's share.